Pittsfield, Massachusetts's Word by Word Festival 2012 kicks off tomorrow and runs through August 18th. That is 8 days of wall-to-wall words. This is the fourth annual Word by Word Festival and will present dozens of word workers, authors, poets, storytellers, spoken word artists, and songwriters. Word by Word takes place in traditional and not-so-traditional venues ranging from a barbershop to a theater, a bra shop to a tapas bar in the recently designated Upstreet Cultural District of Pittsfield. Festival founder Jim Benson is here to tell us more about it. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
Wonderful to have you here. Lee Strimbeck is with us as well. Wham Theater joins us to talk about Like Unlike, a new theater piece about the impact of social media on women's lives. Wham will be in residence at Word by Word and will hold public rehearsals and a free workshop performance of Like Unlike. Lee, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Wonderful to have you back as well. So, Jim, you're 4 years into this. You had an idea at the beginning, and now you have what you have. How are those different?
I'm going to let Lee answer that because her voice is so much prettier than mine. It's been a crazy, evolution, I guess. We started off the first year with three venues, and, I sort of joked that we had 20 performers and 18 attendees, and so the ratio wasn't quite right that year, and but we've been working on it ever since, and now I think we've got this really neat mix, and the emphasis is probably on spoken word more than music, like it was the first year, and, I really like where the festival's gotten itself.
Why do it? Why represent and give a showcase to the spoken word?
That is definitely the million-dollar question. And, I don't know that I've come up with a good answer other than, this is the stuff that I love, and I just couldn't help it. And, I really enjoyed, finding new artists, new performers. I like genres that are off the beaten path a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm convinced that it's fun at the end of the day.
And it's vague in the sense of it can really be anything.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And I think that word by word it's a difficult concept to explain to somebody. I've had over the years people say, but what is it? I don't get it. And I've kind of, stopped trying to explain it. And it's really just
shut
look,
up and show up.
Show up. And,
Well, at the end of the day, human beings want to hear other human beings tell stories and talk. And every time you're putting words together, it's a story. So people are just so drawn to that, to the live story. So,
and to feel and to be engaged in that, in a conversation, even they're not an active participant, at least listening is part of that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've sort of said all along that, this will change you. If you come to Word by Word, something that you see, whether it's a poet, whether it's a songwriter, whether it's a piece of theater, you're going to come out of it changed because you go into it not knowing what to expect, not having heard it before or heard of it before. And you're going to get something totally unexpected that's going to blow your mind. And you're just going to walk out, hopefully, and just say, wow,
Yeah, and it's high wire stuff. People are taking risks with their material. And I think audiences really respond to that. They really feel the adrenaline rush of that.
Because not only does it take guts to just get up there, but it takes guts to often tell these stories, very personal stories. Sometimes.
Absolutely, yeah.
You have a nifty little map that goes August 12th through the 18th, and it is it's just chock full of stuff. And as we mentioned in the introduction, all kinds of different venues. Why was that important to do it everywhere from a barbershop to a rooftop?
I think it's for several reasons. In part, it sort of reflects the nature of the festival itself. It's not traditional. And it also reflects some realities, like this thing's done, on a shoestring budget and, can't afford large traditional theater spaces. So we've kind of had to tuck things in where we could. But it's also, it's small art, in the sense that it's very intimate and that 15 or 20 people in a very small, unusual space, again, I think sets everybody up for a special moment. in a different way.
And it involves the whole town, which is fantastic, because Pittsfield's such a great place anyway. But this way, everybody in town is involved one way or the other. They're doing something, or they're sharing a venue, or they're showing up at something, or they see somebody going in and out of a venue. They're selling food.
And you can drift from one to the other.
Yeah.
Which is so great. Graze on great words.
graze on words.
Lee Strimbeck is of Wham Theater, and you are the you're going to be in residence at Word by Word. I don't know exactly what that means. Do you get a couch?
I've been asking for a couch and green M&Ms, but I'm getting some resistance. No, we're going to be starting at 10 o'clock on Monday morning at upstairs at Spice Dragon, which is above Spice Restaurant. We're going to be creating a brand new theater piece. We start at 10 o'clock. Monday,
starts at 10 o'clock Monday.
The creation starts. It's been in my brain for 4 years. I haven't written anything down. We'll start rehearsing and improvising and talking and using research that the actors have looked at. And by Friday night at 8, we will show 45 minutes of original material on this topic of the impact of social media on women's lives.
So You will have rehearsals. You will go. You'll pick the people. None of this has been decided yet.
Oh, the actors are cast.
Okay, you have
four professional actors. Yes.
Okay.
And a dramaturge and a technical designer and a sound designer all working together from day one in the room.
Okay, and then and as far as material goes.
Mm-hmm.
Then that will just come from whatever.
Right. From discussions, interviews we've already done. I've looked at some books by Sherry Turkle, by Virginia Eubanks, Digital Divide, and The iConnected Parent, and lots of TED Talks and articles and research that I've been gathering, some of which the actors have looked at and some of which they haven't. And all of that becomes fodder for creating a devise theater piece where you just start improvising and talking and sending people over into corners to work on stuff. And this is the third or fourth time I've done this kind of work, so it's terrifying and exhilarating. And it's really great that Jim was willing to take a risk on it and say, yeah, come on over here and do this. And, you know, and to hire professional people to do this kind of work is exciting and very unusual.
Well, and Lee did something like this last year on a, you know, it was a much smaller scale. I think it was 12 hours
yeah.
or 24 hours. And you know, getting to watch the rehearsal process, getting to watch the actors work together, work with Lee, you know, is almost, you know, well, it's not the most interesting, but it's incredibly interesting just on its own merits. And so when Lee approached me about doing this and, you know, expanding it to a whole week, you know, I was definitely in.
And all the rehearsals are open to the public. So if they can't come to the 8 o'clock showing of the work on Friday night and join us for the discussion afterwards, they can stop by rehearsal at any time. It's on the word-by-word schedule. And just watch the work and see how it's unfolding.
10 to 1 and 2 to 5 and each day leading up to the actual performance. And you just go over it again and again, I assume.
Well, no, 2.5 days of generating new material.
Okay.
No repetition for the first 2.5 days. Just you know, throwing stuff at the wall, see if it sticks, and then editing it down.
And
does
you
that
work,
make sense?
Yes. And you work with the cast primarily on that?
Yes. And I have a wonderful dramaturge from Heroic Girls Productions, Cindy Parrish. And she's going to watch and do on-site research if we want to grab some research. And she'll be part of it, too. And because this is a show about social media, we have a designer, Bob Bovard, who is going to be just doing images for us, just technical work. Normally, I wouldn't bring that into a devised theater piece. I would just work on the words and the language and the actors. But this piece needs that extra piece of design.
Just talk a little bit about Wham.
Wham. Wham Theater was formed 2.5, 3 years ago. Kristen Vangenhoven is the artistic director. She and I co-founded it together. And Wham stands for Women's Action Movement. And we produce theater by women for everyone, with a focus on women directors, women playwrights, and the story of women and girls. And every time we do one of our main stage productions, which we do twice a year because we're not a full-time company yet, we give a portion of our proceeds away to an organization that lifts up the lives of women and girls. And we alternate between a local organization and an international organization. So in the fall, when we do the old mezzo, our beneficiary is Shout Out Loud Productions.
Jim Benson is the founder of this festival. Talk about some of the other talent that will be on hand that will be
walking the streets of Pittsfield performing.
Lurking in doorways of Pittsfield. Yes. Something that we're doing this year, which is a little different, is that we're bringing in Derek Brown, who is a poet, but also has a publishing company called Right Bloody Publishing. And he and I have worked together to select some of his top writer performers and create sort of a whole structure throughout the festival. In the past, performers have sort of come in, done their gig, and left again. This year, I wanted to make the experience a little deeper. So the poets are coming in and staying, you know, all week or much of the week. So they will be in and around Pittsfield, you know, day and night. And they'll do a variety of things. So they'll host our local slam one night. They'll host sort of a variety improv local poetry show one night. They'll have a feature night of their own. They'll be part of, you know, kind of an all-star feature night toward the end of the week. And then it all culminates on Saturday with the Poetry Olympics, which will feature a national team, a New York team, and a local team, all doing competitive poetry against each other for prize money. So it's a really cool festival this year. We've got Anis Mokjani, Kristen O'Keefe Aptowitz, Taylor Molly, Derek Brown, Robbie Q. Telfer, you know, really some of the best spoken word performers around.
And you pretty much, in some cases, there's something going on all hours of the day, whether it be the rehearsal or performances.
Right, yeah.
Or...
So starting at 10 o'clock every day, you could take in word-by-word programming until, you know, 11 o'clock or midnight, you know, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday night, it's mostly just the, you know, the finale at the Poetry Olympics and the finals of the local Poetry Slam. But
that's important to say, that the Poetry Olympics is, you know, it's kind of like competitive yoga. I mean, this is really in the spirit of fun, because I've done a haiku slam at Jim's E-Bar, and it's just so much fun.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's just to, I mean, show off people's work and see what
it is. It really is about fun. This whole thing is about fun. And, you know, some of these, the poets coming in this year are, you know, I've known them, you know, most of them for a couple of years, and they are very, very fun. They are very, very funny. And there's just an atmosphere of you have no idea what could happen at any moment that I really enjoy, and I think other people would as well.
So if you want to find out more information, you go to WXW12.org. WXW, which stands for word by word, WXW12, which stands for the year.
You are so smart, Joe.
I'm trying. Oh, Lee, you have no idea the calls that we're going to get the minute you walk out the door if I don't make this clear. WXW12.org. I'm just trying to save our poor receptionist up front. WXW12.org. Find out more information about the events, and it runs August 11th through the 18th, and again, WXW12.org for more information. Lee and Jim, I wish all the luck in the world. Have a great time. It seems
Thanks,
like
Joe.
A wonderful event.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.